98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
So many prizes.
Let's get a win.
The glamour of it all.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new week of your favourite game on the radio. This is Matchy Matchy, played at 10 past 8 every morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. All you got to do is send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth that's very glamorous and try and say the same three words. You will win yourself a very, very long list of prizes. A brand new one's been added. Here's AI Rebecca and Brendan with all the details.
Hola.
Bonjour.
We've traveled the world to find the best prizes. Like this karaoke machine.
An LED face mask.
Natchy Matchy Stanley Cups.
A pedicure for two.
A chiminea.
A dartboard.
A 100 euro laundry voucher.
Go bowling.
Go axe throwing.
Win a 100 euro takeaway voucher.
A limited edition Matchy Matchy hair dryer.
A new coffee machine with espresso cups.
A box of purple snacks.
And ding ding. With afternoon tea for two on a double-decker bus.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Sorry.
Oh, nice.
Afternoon tea on a double-decker bus.
I always see that bus going around town. That's fancy.
The glamour of those prizes. And sorry, also the length of the list now.
It's getting long.
Good morning to Sally in Walkinstown, who is playing Matchy Matchy. Sally, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys this morning?
Yeah, we're good this morning, thanks, Sally. You've got Tyler and Sophie with you this morning.
I do indeed. Yeah, my two little helpers.
Your two little helpers. And are they of help now in Matchy Matchy, Sally? Do you normally match?
They'd be better than I would, put it that way.
Good strength in numbers this morning. Sally, you're getting some work done on the house. What's going on?
Yeah, we're just doing a bit of a kitchen renovation at the moment. Oh, so lovely. Nearly there with it now.
And you've ordered a kitchen table.
Yes.
Yeah. How long will that take to arrive?
5 weeks,
we'll
be sitting
weeks.
On the floor.
And Sally, what colour kitchen are you getting?
Like a tapé.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Now, Sally, we'll have to see pictures afterwards. But first, let's try and give you all these prizes. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'll play with yourself, please, Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca's I'm going off to the booth. The soundproof booths. We'll try and get a win with Sally in Walkinstown. Here we go. Okay, Sally, Tyler and Sophie. Let's do this morning. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is coat.
Coat. Hanger.
Your second word is lock.
Lock. Key. No.
And your third word is pasta.
Pasta.
Ache. Okay, after coat, you said hanger. After lock, you're going key. And yep. After pasta, did you say bake?
Bake, yeah.
Yep, pasta bake. Are we locking those in, Sally?
We're locking those in.
We're locking them in, you're dead sure. No messing about this morning. Straight in. Bam and boom. How are you?
Yeah, really nice temperature in the booth
this
morning.
Oh, that's lovely.
There's a huge fan outside.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah,
for the drama.
Oh, my gosh, it's giving music video.
We need to play music video with that. Okay, let's get a Matchy Matchy with Sally in Walkinstown. Your first word is coat.
Coat. Coat rack.
Your second word is lock.
Lock. Lock. Key.
And your third word is pasta.
Oh, my favourite. Pasta. Pasta sauce.
Have you managed to Matchy Matchy with Sally in Walkinstown this morning with her little helpers Tyler and Sophie? Not this morning.
Sally, so sorry.
You both said lock and key. Yeah, yeah, yeah. After pasta, Sally went with a pasta bake.
Oh, yeah,
lovely.
Really nice.
And coat hanger.
Coat hanger, very
yes,
good.
Yes, very
coat
good.
Coat hanger was more obvious, actually.
Sally, Tyler and Sophie, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy.
Oh,
sorry
so
we didn't do it.
Us.
We're going to
no
send
problem.
You a 90NFM goodie bag.
Agree. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for playing. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning. We'd love to have you on. Let's get a win this week. If you'd like to play Matchy Matchy, WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 98 98 98.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Brendan, you're going to be talking about a strong and strange man.
I am. I'm reading Brendan's bit off my phone this morning because I couldn't connect to the printer. But your husband is sending me memes. So they're appearing.
That man should be at work.
Good morning, Nathan. Up first
that
this morning.
That man needs to pay the mortgage. Okay, sorry. What meme did he send, Jen?
I haven't opened
might
it
might be suitable for the radio.
It might not be. Up first this morning. Some more excitement from the home of Cheryl herself in South Shields. We had something else from South Shields the other week. There was the Great North Run was on, and when they gave them the medals at the end, they realised that they'd carved the wrong city map.
Entirely different place.
Yeah, an entirely different place. Well, we're back in South Shields this morning because a boy from there has received a reply to a message he sent in a bottle, right?
Really?
Yeah, Harrison Mizzen is his name. He's just 8 and he popped the message in a bottle into the water back in January when he was down at the beach with his parents. Mm-hmm. Didn't really think anything more of it, to be honest. But Harrison and his entire family were floored this week when a postcard arrived from St. Lucia saying that his message in a bottle had been found while someone there was fishing.
That is so cool.
So the bottle made a journey of 4,200 miles to the Caribbean. Harrison's mum says he was over the moon and took his postcard into school to show his classmates.
Oh, you'd have to go on a trip there.
Yeah. Isn't that mad?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's so cool. Up next, voting is well and truly underway in the yearly Fat Bear Week contest.
Oh, it's all go.
12 brown bears who've eaten plenty of salmon this year don't even know that they are currently world famous and could win the title before they pop off and hibernate for winter. Last year's winner Grazer took the title for the second time, beating former winner Chunk. Both Chunk and Grazer are back this year.
What a name.
And they are early Chunk. Favourites among the 12 brown bears. Grazer's cub, called Little Miss Biggie, has already been crowned junior champion of this year's competition.
Runs in the family.
But the winner of the main contest will be announced tomorrow. So in the meantime, you can cast your votes online, and millions of votes have already been cast. So we'll find out tomorrow who the winner of Fat Bear Week is. Finally this morning, a wrestler in Egypt is, I'd imagine waking up in a bit of pain or discomfort this morning after pulling a 700-ton ship with his teeth.
Oh no. Oh my gosh, the thought of that.
So if you weigh yourself in kgs, that's the same as 635,000 kilograms.
With your teeth?
With his teeth, right? 44-year-old, known as Kabanga, pulled the ship across water in a resort in Egypt's Red Sea at the weekend.
Oh!
If that wasn't impressive or disturbing enough, he then pulled two ships weighing 1,150 tons at the same time. Kabunga is waiting to see if he set a new world record. He spent years pulling very heavy things with his teeth, including trains and trucks.
No.
He said he built up the strength for Saturday's challenge by training 6 hours a day and eating a protein and iron-rich diet.
Yeah.
Including at least a dozen eggs, 2 whole chickens and 5 kilograms of fish.
Lovely.
All right, Gaston. Kabunga is 6'3" and he weighs 155 kilograms. And he says he was just 9 years old when he first realised how strong he was when he used to lift heavy things for money.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
I think that's how my mom got my brother to walk for the first time. She held like a £5 note. I was like, come
it's
on.
One way to make it happen.
Yeah. Kabunga says he takes no supplements but eats and sleeps and works out at least. Eats, sleeps, don't we all? And works out at least twice every day.
Oh.
The next project on his list, he's taken the mic. He wants to pull a plane using only his eyelids.
No. Your teeth are firmly into it. Don't try any of this at home.
Don't try
but
any
the
of that
eyelids,
at home. A plane. That is Brendan's bit.
Thank you, Brendan.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.